some time now, a lot of us. Welcome if you've just joined us. We've been cultivating embodied awareness throughout the day. Allowing that to deepen and support our cultivation of mindfulness of citta as citta, of the heart mind as a heart mind, not as a person, personality, an entity, not me, not mine. So just check in how you are right now. Give the body time to settle back into this position. Just adopted it. Trusting in the importance of just being here now. The only place and time where life is, and the only place and time where cultivation is possible. Ourselves to rest in the present with the supports of the elemental qualities of the body, earthiness, solidity, density and weight of the body. And the fluid, watery components of our bodily experience. Fire that's experienced as warmth in the body. The amount of air that we take in through the breath. Airy qualities of the body. The element of space in every cell, but we can generally get an experience of spaciousness as we settle and gather the mind. And the element of consciousness, which is our focus. Citta, the knowing, experiencing component of what we call us. We've been practicing with awareness of the state of the citta. When it's wanting and has desire, or when that's absent, what that's like. And here and now, the energetic experience of the citta, when it's resonating with certain tones, what it's like when there's anger, negativity, resistance, what that feels like, that experience is, what it's like when that's absent. We've been working with what it's like to be caught also in not knowing, in delusion, walking around in circles or getting caught in a net like that dear little hedgehog that we had to slip free from the net. The more it got entangled, the more desperate it became. So we're working with these experiences, working with the experience of a mind that's contracted, burdened, tired, a sense of sloth, heavy, collapsed state. What it's like when that's absent. Restless mind might be familiar to a lot of us, that mind that wants to plan, get busy and do things. We get used to that feeling, what it's like to have restless mind, and instead of just falling into the busyness and restlessness in this cultivation, we're simply seeing it as restlessness, a restless state of mind, and seeing what a mind free of restlessness is like. It's as though we've been wandering through the landscape of the mind, lost, continually spun here, now there, and in this cultivation, we're charting the landscape, mapping it, getting a sense of its significant features, just to know it as it is, which depersonalizes it. It takes the sting out of these mind states. And they cease to exert the same kind of pull on us, simply by us again and again cultivating this mindfulness of them, just as states of the mind. Takes some effort, some sustained energy and contemplation. That's all it takes. You start to identify these different states of mind that generate thought patterns and then action. It starts to give us the capacity to have some choice, discern what's wholesome to follow and what's not. And then there are the wholesome states of mind that are described in this section of the Satipatthana, cultivation of mindfulness, four foundations of mindfulness. And so in this third foundation, mindfulness of citta, is citta, there's also qualities of mind that are more exalted. Great, a mind that is great, a mind that has increased with uplift, brightened mind. These positive states that are described tend to align with meditative states, because we've been working with the states that are not so conducive just by being with them, seeing what they are, and there's a chance that they drop away, at least momentarily. And the greatness of the mind can show itself. A mind that's strengthened by, for instance, the Brahma-vihara. So for this session of practice, we can start to cultivate Brahma-vihara. We can start with loving-kindness, tuning to sense that we have of a deep longing for well-being. We wish it for others, we also wish it for ourselves. And we simply attune to that. We allow ourselves to actually come in contact with that longing, that feeling in the citta. We might feel it welling up, a kind of yes in the body. Ah, yes. Some people use phrases, may I be well, peaceful and happy. Some it's an image of a loved one or a revered teacher or other being. Or it's just the body memory of what it's like to have a heart radiating love and kindness. And then we allow the breath to amplify this energetic quality of the heart through the body. Start to allow it to tingle through the skin, to ripple through the body. This basic goodness of a heart of loving kindness. Tangible effects in the body. Two is a state of mind. And as we cultivate it, we know it's conditioned through volition. We also know it's wholesome. It's acclimatizing us to the beneficial properties of citta. Guiding us on the path. Supporting us to move from suffering to freedom, a mind liberated from suffering. So a mind that's surpassed, no longer held down or held back, contracted, made unpleasant, unhabitable by negative states. What's that mind like? Here we are, experiencing it live, right here, right now. Mind become great, mind become surpassed. We let that be the focus. We come back again and again to the body and pick it up if we lose it. This contemplation. Heart's quality of loving kindness permeating the body and radiating outward. we prepare to transition soon into a period of walking meditation, keep the momentum going of the heart qualities. We pick it up again if we've lost it. Could perhaps focus on gladdening the heart, on the third heart quality of mudita, sympathetic joy. Perhaps it's helpful to recollect the qualities of the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha. A sense of gratitude that we can feel, all those beings over the centuries, many, many bhikkhunis, the many, many bhikkhus, the many, many people like you and me, we've been cultivating, practicing, reaping the fruits of the practice, passing it on. There may be other stimuli for you, for gratitude and a sense of joy at the goodness and the good fortune of others who practice well. Find what it is for you and really let that wash through the body. Understanding the energetic experience and resonance of this state, this citta of sympathetic joy, knowing it's conditioned, yeah, but also knowing it's a conditioned state that leads to the unconditioned, the state that unifies the mind, gathers the mind that's unified has a penetrative capacity to slip through the net of delusion. Liberation is possible here and now. It can be momentary liberation from hindered states that gather the mind. But we know also that with the accumulative benefits of all of this practice over time, eventually those qualities of greed, of hatred, of delusion, they're uprooted. And then suffering doesn't find a place anymore. So we can feel the benefits here and now of this cultivation. We can trust in the longer term benefits for ourselves and for others. So in your own time, coming up into standing,
thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.